Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the third Sunday of Lent. If you've listened to this show before, you know that we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Jacobus Gallus, the Missa Super Elisabete in Pletus in Tempus, celebrating the birth of John the Baptist. These 10 parts alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the Proper because each is specific to the day it is sung: the introit, or entrance of the celebrant into the sanctuary; the gradual, which is sung after the first reading; the alleluia, which comes after the second reading but is not sung during Lent; the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion; and the communion, sung during the distribution of the gifts. Today we'll hear the introit and the communion, sung in Gregorian chant, and also the offertory, sung in a polyphonic setting by Palestrina. We'll also hear all 5 parts of the Mass Ordinary, 4 of them in Gallus's Mass setting. Today's introit is Oculi Mei Semper Ad Dominum, from Psalm 24. My eyes are forever turned toward the Lord. The singers are the Schola Cantorum Nomini Tuo, from the Netherlands.
Oculi Mei
Yeah.
today's introit, "My eyes are forever turned toward the Lord." Now we'll get into our Mass Ordinary, so-called because its order and text never change, regardless of the week of the church year. It always consists of the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. The composer, as I mentioned earlier, is the Slovenian composer Jakobus Gallus, also known as Jakob Handel, who lived entirely in the late 16th century, the High Renaissance. The Mass we hear is called the Missa Super Elisabete Impletum Est Tempus, which means, "Now Elizabeth's time came that she should be delivered." Here's the Kyrie of this Mass, "The Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy," sung by the Prague Madrigal Singers.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of the Missa Super Elisabete in Plateum Est Tempus, a piece written in 1580 by Jacobus Gallus. The performers were the Prague Madrigal Singers. The Gloria of the Mass follows the Kyrie directly, so here again is Gallus' music. The Gloria, or Greater Doxology, of our Mass Ordinary for today. The next musical component of the Mass is the Gradual, but we'll skip this today to move directly to the Credo, or Nicene Creed, of the Ordinary. We hear the monks of Solesmes in France with the familiar plain song Credo 3. The Gregorian chant Credo 3, which is often sung in church by the entire congregation, here sung by the monks of Solesmes. Now we'll take a break from the Mass proper and ordinary for a short motet by today's featured composer Jacobus Gallus. It's called Plus Laudatori, a request for the praise of the Lord. The singers are from an ensemble recording called Healing Classic. We've heard Jacobus Gallus' motet, Plus Laudatori, which brings us to the next part of our Mass proper, the offertory. Our text is Justitiae Domini Recte, the laws of the Lord are just, from Psalm 19. We'll hear this in a motet arrangement by the most famous composer of the Renaissance, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. The performers are the members of the Trinity College Cambridge Choir.
Thank you.
That was a motet by Palestrina, The Laws of the Lord Are Just, which brings us back to the Ordinary of the Mass and the Sanctus and Benedictus of Jacobus Gallus's Missa super Elisabete in Plaetum est Tempus, meaning, now Elizabeth's time came that she should be delivered. Gallus, also known as Jakob Handel, spelled H-A-N-D-L, who lived in the second half of the 16th century, was the chief representative of the Counter-Reformation in Bohemia, geographically roughly corresponding to the modern-day Czech Republic. He wrote a great deal of music, both secular and sacred. His most remarkable work is a six-part Opus Musicum of 1587, a collection of no fewer than 374 motets that would cover the liturgical needs of the entire ecclesiastical year. Was the Sanctus of today's Ordinary Mass sung by the Prague Madrigal Singers. Now, before we finish the Mass Ordinary with the Agnus Dei, let us hear another piece by Gallus, his Lamentations Jeremiae Prophetae. This is brought to us by the Czech Philharmonic Chorus.
Thank you.
That was Jacobus Gallus's Lamentations of Jeremiah. We return now to the final section of the ordinary of our Mass, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's the setting by Jacobus Gallus, and the performers are the Prague Madrigal Singers. Was the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, of Jacobus Gallus's Missa Super Elisabete in Pletum Est Tempus, performed for us by the Prague Madrigal Singers. And this brings us to the last part of today's Mass proper, the Communion, qui biberit aquam, from the Gospel of John. Whoever drinks the water that I shall offer, said the Lord to the Samaritan woman, shall have within him a spring of water welling up into eternal life.
Qui biberit aquam, quam ego dabo ei, dicit Dominus. In eo fons sacre salientis in vino.
We've heard the last official music of today's Mass, the Communion proper, Qui Biberit Aquam, performed in Gregorian chant for us by Marek Klein, the Slovakian chant scholar. Unfortunately, we have time left for more music, and here is a very special piece, in fact, a unique one. It's Spem in Allium by the 16th century composer Thomas Tallis. Its text, I have never put my hope in any other but in thee, God of Israel. The singularity of Tallis' piece is that it is written for 40 separate voice parts, each of them independent of the others, that come together in a great whole. Through the miracle of modern recording, we hear a version sung by the 6 members of the King's Singers, who each contributed many parts through overdubbing to the final product.
Oh,
was Thomas Tallis's famous 40-voice motet, Spem in Allium, sung by the King Singers. Repeating the text of today's introit, Oculi Mei Semper Dominum, My Eyes Are Forever Turned Toward the Lord, we'll close our Lenten program today with a short but tasty motet by the Irish composer Charles Wood, who died in 1926. He called it Oculi Omnium. The eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. It is also sung for us by the King Singers. That was the motet Oculi Omnium of Charles Wood, sung by the King Singers. And with it, we've arrived at the end of our program for this third week of Lent. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony and Jacobus Gallus's Mass. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, when we hear wonderful celebratory music for the fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass, number 340. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Brenda Aiken from Matter Day Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant and I hope not too abstemious Lenten Sunday.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.